Hey everyone, welcome back. This week we're diving deep into the world of AI agents, particularly focusing on the powerful capabilities of Claude from Anthropic. Creators have been showcasing how Claude can be used to automate recurring tasks, making your life easier while you sleep or tackle other responsibilities. Brian Cassell, for instance, demonstrated how Claude can be used to check SEO meta tags and evaluate pull requests in open source projects. This is part of a broader trend towards agent workflows that are not just automated but also plan-driven. Brian highlighted how tools like Claude Code, Cursor, and Codex can be integrated into these plan-driven development processes. This convergence is making development more standardized and efficient, which is great news for productivity. Another big topic this week was the reliability and user-friendliness of different AI agents. Alex Finn compared Hermes and OpenClaw, recommending Hermes for its reliability, self-improvement, and ease of use. Hermes has some exciting new features like a Kanban board and integration with Alibaba's Qwen 3.6, 6 Plus. Plus, there's a new Hermes desktop app that makes managing multiple agents and workflows a breeze. Now, let's talk about some specific use cases. Brian Cassell's video, "How I Build Agents That Work the Night Shift," is a standout. He shows how to set up AI agents to handle tasks like checking SEO meta tags and evaluating pull requests, all while you catch some Z's. The key here is setting up a common interface, like a markdown file, and having the agent operate on a fixed schedule. This approach treats agents as team members, allowing them to work autonomously. Brian also discussed the advantages of using Claude Code server mode. This setup lets you use local skills that aren't available in the cloud-based version, making it more flexible for tasks that require access to local files and directories. Another fascinating video is Why Every AI Coding Tool is Converging on Plan Mode. Here, Brian shows how Claude Code, Cursor, and Codex can be used for plan-driven development. He starts with a basic product requirements document and demonstrates how each tool can create an implementation plan from it. This convergence is making development more streamlined and efficient. Now, let's shift gears to some exciting news in the AI world. There's a strategic alliance brewing between Anthropic and Elon Musk's xAI. This partnership, backed by a massive computing power deal, could shake up the AI landscape. Anthropic will have access to SpaceX's Colossus 1 cluster, boosting their ability to develop and train AI models. This could lead to a new era of innovation, benefiting consumers with better AI tools. Switching to more technical discussions, Fireship's video, "Every Operating System Concept in One Video," breaks down how an operating system works from boot to shutdown. It's a deep dive into the inner workings of your computer, perfect for those who want to understand the nitty-gritty of OS design. There's also some drama in the AI world. A critical security vulnerability in the Linux kernel, dubbed Copy Fail, has been discovered by an AI tool. This flaw allows local users to gain root access, and although it's not remotely exploitable, updating your systems is highly recommended. The video also highlights the role of AI in discovering such vulnerabilities. GitHub is facing some major issues right now. The platform, crucial for software development, has been experiencing reliability problems, including frequent outages and missing pull requests. This has led to some high-profile departures, like Mitchell Hashimoto moving his open-source projects off GitHub. Alternatives like GitLab, Codeberg, and SourceHut are being eyed as potential replacements. Alex Finn has been busy comparing Hermes and OpenClaw. In one of his videos, he declares Hermes the winner due to its reliability and user-friendliness. He also showcases some new features in Hermes, like the Kanban board and the integration of Alibaba's Qwen 3.6 6 Plus. In another video, Alex discusses the strategic alliance between Anthropic and Elon Musk's xAI. This partnership could change the dynamics of the AI competition, potentially leading to a new era of innovation. Elon Musk's involvement, with his massive computational resources, is a game changer. Leon Van Zeel's video, Codex CLI Tutorial, Build an AI Image Studio from Scratch, is a must-watch for anyone interested in AI-driven image creation. He walks through setting up a Next.js project using Codex CLI, integrating a database with Docker and Postgres, and designing a user-friendly interface for generating images. It's a comprehensive guide that highlights the efficiency and time-saving aspects of using Codex and OpenAI tools. Finally, let's talk about some exciting updates and new tools. World of AI introduced the new updates for Hermes Agent, including the computer use feature, integration with Alibaba's Qwen 3.66 Plus, and a new Kanban board. These updates make Hermes Agent even more powerful and user-friendly. Another big update comes from Anthropic Cloud Code, which introduced the Agent View, a central interface for managing all coding sessions. The Goal feature allows for autonomous task execution, making it a powerful tool for complex coding workflows. Mistral AI's Hermes Agent is also making waves with its ability to run 24/7 on your own infrastructure, continuously learning and improving. The new Hermes desktop app provides a user-friendly interface for managing multiple agents and workflows, making it a versatile tool for AI-driven automation. Google is also in the news with rumors of Gemini 3.2 Flash, and even more powerful variants like Gemini 3.5 or 4.0. SubQ has introduced a model with a 12 million token context window, pushing the boundaries of large language models. OpenAI has released GPT 5.5 Instant, which is faster and more efficient, while Anthropic is expanding its AI solutions for the finance sector. Google has updated tools like Gemma 4, Google AI Studio, and Notebook LM, showing their commitment to staying at the forefront of AI innovation. In the open source world, OpenDesign is a new tool that allows for UI design, wireframing, and interactive prototyping through voice commands. It's a flexible alternative to Claude Design, offering more integration options and compatibility with various coding agent CLIs. DeepSeek V4 combined with Cloud Code offers a cost-effective and efficient AI coding workflow. This setup allows for basic coding tasks to be handled by DeepSeek V4, while more complex tasks can be reserved for expensive models like GPT 5.5 or Opus 4.7. Matt Pocock discussed Anthropic's changes to Claude's pricing model, which could impact users relying on AFK workflows. He also introduced new skills like handoff and prototype, which enhance the capabilities of AI agents. Finally, the triage tool helps manage GitHub issues and backlogs, turning unstructured ideas into clear, actionable tasks that can be handled by autonomous AI agents. That's a wrap for this week's exciting developments in the AI world. Stay tuned for more updates and insights next time.